In Scandinavia, auto transplantation of teeth has been done for well over 20 years. Studies in Scandinavia of the survival rate of auto transplanted teeth have ranged between 90 and 100%, which are very impressive results. The auto transplanted teeth that were used in the studies in Scandinavia had incomplete root formation, which is considered the ideal time to auto transplant teeth. The Japanese, however, have generally performed autotransplantation after the completion of root formation. How does the success of autotransplantation of teeth with complete root formation compare with the autotransplantation of teeth with incomplete root formation, as is done in Scandinavia? A study titled Long-Term Observation of Autotransplanted Teeth with Complete Root Formation in Orthodontic Patients by Yohei Watanabe et al., which appeared in the December 2010 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. In this study, the authors, who are from Japan, evaluated the long-term success of 38 teeth that were auto-transplanted in 32 patients who were examined more than 6 years after transplantation with a mean observation time of 9.2 years. For these teeth, the authors recorded both the survival rate and the success rate. The survival rate was calculated as the percentage of transplanted teeth that were still present at the long-term examination relative to the total number of transplanted teeth. The success rate was represented as the percentage of transplanted teeth that showed no abnormal findings, such as progressive root resorption or periodontal problems. When the authors evaluated the long-term results in these two areas, what do you think they found? The bottom line is that, at a mean observation time of 9.2 years, the survival rate was 86.8% and the success rate was 63.1%, both of which were lower than the success rates reported in the Scandinavian studies, which evaluated auto-transplanted teeth with incomplete root resorption. When the authors further evaluated the auto-transplanted teeth, they noted that the plaque and gingival indices tended to be higher for these teeth, and they tended to show slightly increased pocket depths compared with the control teeth. Of the 38 teeth that had been auto-transplanted, they also noted that 21 required full restoration, that is, crowns or bridges, and 12 teeth required partial restoration, which consisted of composite fillings or inlays. Root canal treatment and temporary root filling with calcium hydroxide of the transplanted teeth was done within 3 weeks after transplantation, and the authors noted that the quality of root filling significantly affected the success of autotransplantation of teeth with complete root formation. They also noted that the survival rates of bridges have been reported to be 80% at 10 years and 70% at 20 years, and that the survival rates of implants were 96% at 5 years and 90% at 10 years. They concluded that from the point of view of maintaining compatibility between adjacent teeth and maintaining or restoring alveolar bone volume of the missing tooth, transplantation appeared to be more desirable than implants. The bottom line of this study, however, is that if you plan to use autotransplantation for one of your patients, it should be performed before the completion of root formation if possible. You can find this study in the December 2010 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.